Cockburn.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
I tell you, Phil and I had quite a night last night.
Did you really?
We were out sitting with the widow Henning. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Secret Stash of Ass Gas and all the ships at sea. They are two of God's little brown gems.
We are.
Ron Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, Robbie. Thank you.
And hello it.
Thank you for listening. Coast to coast and nationwide. National show coming to you via the auspices of the Westwood One Radio Network.
How many affiliates do we have?
55.
Yeah. Still. But stand by.
Ah.
Big one's coming.
Excellent.
Big one's coming.
Corn's coming.
Yeah, 55 affiliate stations. We do the show every day through our flagship station, WJFK-FM, Washington, D.C. 5 million Arbitron-rated listeners tune into this show every day, and we humbly thank you for your patronage.
Yes, we do.
No thanks, of course, to Big Al, your radio pal, Jeremy the Gerbil, Big Daddy Mel, or Donald Monkey Boy Ephraim. Here he is, my left and your right. He will be with the Widow Henning.
Yes.
One of Doug Henning's best friends.
Yeah.
Mr. Guy J. Birdley.
It's an illusion.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
There he is. There he is. Hello. Hello, Buzz. And yes, for all of you death lovers out there, you ghoul poolians.
Oh, my.
You got two today. You
not
got Doug, Doug Henning, the magician, and Derek Thomas, the football player.
Yeah, not a good day in the world of death.
I don't know what the combination is between those two, but there will be a third.
I don't know if this counts. The lead singer of Foghat is no longer with us also.
Not thick enough.
Not thick enough, okay.
Absolutely not thick enough.
What a great band.
Yeah. Slow Ride.
Yeah.
Take It Easy.
Oh, great band.
Fool for the City.
Fool for the City.
Take a slow ride. Take it easy. Slow ride.
He's gone.
All right, so listen, welcome to the show. Well, his records will live on.
Yes, they will.
Today is, what is it? It's Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Tuesday.
Tuesday, and it's February
8th.
I'm going to guess the 8th.
Oh, 8th.
8th. I was going to guess, Buzz. February 8th.
The 8th.
Telephone number is always 1-877-365-3636. Today, really, no lie, jam-packed, compressed. We got to put a lot of stuff into today's show.
Okay.
Since tomorrow, we have a day off. We'll be back on Thursday.
Right.
But because we're not going to be here tomorrow, we have double the amount of stuff to get into today's show.
Just like the TV commercial. Double your pleasure, double your fun.
Meaning that today we'll be giving away two separate vacations.
Oh! To Iceland via Iceland.
Yeah.
You heard Amanda yesterday on the show. She won the trip to Iceland. And let me tell you something. I think she might have gotten pregnant right on the spot.
And we have a master hypnotist coming on the show today. Mm-hmm. Gary Conrad.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to be hypnotizing Homo Joe along with other people on the show.
I'm looking forward to watching that.
And we're going
to
be getting into all this discussion with more girls qualified for the hot tub party.
Yes.
Next Monday with Dennis Murphy, our Valentine's Day show. But our lead story today,
oh boy,
is not how bad the Rhoda and Mary movie was.
Although it's under normal circumstances,
it would be our lead story.
That would be the lead.
No, our lead story today is the fact that you, the good people of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area, once again have smiled upon this radio show.
You certainly have.
And you have admitted to the Arbitron Ratings Company that you do listen to this show. And we are proud to tell you that, without fail,
yes,
this show in Washington, D.C., the nation's eighth largest market, is rated
number one.
Bravo!
Huzzah!
And I don't mean some punk-ass number one where you say you're number one with one-legged transvestite.
Right.
Number one with people who listen to the radio at work. Or number one with people who listen to the radio in their kitchen. Number one overall.
Numero uno.
That's a sweet feeling.
It sure is. That's the whole enchilada right there.
Not only do we win our time slot, thanks to our fabulous listeners, but do you realize that once again, we're the highest rated radio show in Washington, D.C.?
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's cool.
We got a higher number than any morning show does.
That's fantastic.
Christ.
That's incredible. That's unprecedented.
When the books come out, when the ratings books come out, we always take a couple of minutes at the beginning of the show, first off, to say thank you for listening, because really,
mm-hmm,
if you guys didn't listen and didn't admit to the ratings company that you'd listen,
right,
we'd be screwed.
Mm-hmm.
And we always like telling you how many different categories this show is number one in.
Must be a new record.
It is this.
I would think so, yeah.
How many?
This radio show and this ratings book for fall 1999 rated number one in
49 different categories.
Oh, man. Man, for the people of Washington, D.C., this, you know, we've been doing this a long time, and I'll tell you, this it doesn't get much better than this. We are delighted.
This is the high point right now. God, you can let me get hit by a bus today.
Yeah.
And we go out winners. Not only is our show rated number one, 12 plus.
Right.
All listeners,
12 and over.
Right here in Washington, D.C., this is our little Super Bowl.
Right.
Do you realize that, well, in every category, Mike, from teenagers to adults up to age 64, our show is ranked number one.
Fantastic.
For men and women.
I love it.
In the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. I'll give you some highlights. Our ranking is a 7.1, our overall ranking.
Right.
The closest station is 2 points behind us.
Mm-hmm.
And then the station behind that is 3 points behind us.
Oh, hello.
In men age 25 to 54, well, the second place station has a 5.0.
Mm-hmm.
Our listeners clock in with a 13.3.
Wow.
That's nearly triple the rating.
Fantastic.
How about men aged 18 to 49?
That's always been a good one for us.
Well, the second place station did pretty good.
What'd they get?
With a 4.9.
Hey, good for them.
The first place station, which is us.
That would be us, yes.
A 13.9.
Whoa! These are great numbers.
Not even close.
This is fantastic.
Not even close. We've never had a ratings book this good. We're number one in adults 12 plus, 12 to 44, 12 to 49, 12 to 54, 12 to 64. All adults 18 and over. Men and women 18 to 34, 18 to 44, 18 to 49, 18 to 54, 18 to 64. All adults age 25 and over. 25 to 34, 25 to 44, 25 to 49, 25 to 54, 25 to 64. Number one ranked in adults 35 to 44, 35 to 49, 35 to 54. Number one in all adults 35 to the age of 64, which is when the ratings company doesn't care about you anymore. If you're 65, you're dead to the ratings company.
Yeah, they don't even pay attention.
Right.
I know that these just sound like an incredible a vomitorium of numbers that are being spewed out here.
Right.
But these are important demographics.
Yes.
To this show, to the radio industry. And we humbly say thank you for making it happen.
How many categories, number one?
49.
49, almost 50. How many categories are there?
62.
Oh, my God.
Man.
So it's not quite a perfect report card.
Pretty good.
There are some categories in which we came in number two.
I think statistically it's very difficult to have a perfect report card.
Well, we're going to strive for it, Michael.
Yeah,
listeners will deliver that.
That's what we have to strive for now.
But it's a beautiful thing. It really is a beautiful thing. It's a very happy day around here.
It sure is.
Makes everybody very happy. Yeah. The fact that our ratings are so good helped the radio station, WJFK-FM, jump into the number two slot overall.
The highest they've ever been.
Washington, D.C. market, so people around here are very on top of the world.
Congratulations to everybody on this show. Everybody's worked real hard. And
thank you to you guys that listen every day.
Absolutely.
Jesus Christ. That's great. And what makes this so sweet is that every once in a while, you know, that prick in the post, somebody will write something about us, about how, well, the show has finally run out of steam.
Sure.
You know, these guys, they're on their last legs. Or you know what they said the last time that we hit number one in the ratings in the spring? And we were number one in the overall ratings.
Right.
And in that ratings period, I think we were number one in 41 categories.
Mm-hmm.
They said, you know what that is? That's a fluke.
Yeah, that's what
that's a fluke that Don and Mike are number one.
Right.
Well, what do you say when you're number one two books out of three and the two most important ratings books of the year?
And you know, you can take number one out of the equation. You can look at our performance over the years in the different demographics. The demographics that we are paid to deliver for this radio station.
Right.
You can go back an awful long time and see consistency that you won't find on any other show in this city.
Hey, Mike, we're adults,
happy about that.
Age 25 to 54. How many years do you want to go back?
You know, I'd be curious. I would have no idea, but it would be so far back.
I have it right here.
Do you really?
That 32 out of the last 35 rating periods, which goes back 9 years.
Wow.
We've been the number one rated show adults 25 to 49.
That's what I'm proud of.
32 out of 35 ratings books.
That's incredible.
You know what that is? That's like freaking Mark McGuire.
That's great.
So we thank you all for that. Thank you very much. That's wonderful. And what's best is that keeps, you know, the jerk-offs around here off our backs.
Keeps them very happy, very satisfied, satisfied.
Nobody tells us how to do the show.
Yeah.
And because the ratings here continue to be so good, other opportunities are coming our way.
Absolutely.
That we can tell you about very shortly.
Very shortly.
But not today.
Not today or you'd get in trouble.
Not today. I will be interested to see how the
speaking of jerk-offs, how the jerk-off in the Washington Post reports this news tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I would assume he will report it the way he usually reports it, where it's, you know, it's no big deal.
Well, I don't see how he can avoid the fact.
Even though it's a huge, it really is.
He'll find a way.
It's a huge story.
He can't avoid the fact that JFK is the second-rated radio station in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
He can't avoid that. Now, I will bet you that he finds some way to avoid the fact that our show is number one in the overall ratings and number one in 49 categories.
Sure.
I bet you he will. And again, it all comes back to the people who listen to this show. I've got to read you something that we just got faxed a few moments ago. This guy for the Washington Post, Frank Ahearns.
Right.
He's the radio reporter, the guy that we were ragging on earlier this week. Remember when he didn't put our show in the radio listings?
Mm-hmm.
He has an online chat every Tuesday at 1 o'clock.
Right.
Well, somebody who listens to the show went online and actually sent us a copy of the entire boring one-hour chat.
Right.
Interesting to note that we did come up twice.
Good.
During his online chat. Okay?
Hmm.
So he writes about, Jesus, this guy loves writing about public radio.
Yes, he does.
That's his thing.
Public radio, blah, blah, blah. Okay, here you go. This is from a guy named Bert in Manassas, Virginia. He writes, "Hello, Frank. Sometimes I like to think that Don Geronimo of the WJFK Don and Mike show complains so much so they have something to talk about. Yet on the issue of their names not appearing in the Washington Post radio listings, it seems to have happened one too many times for it just to be an honest mistake by the fine folks at the Washington Post. What's the real story on those radio listings, and does someone have a grudge against Don and Mike in respect to that issue?" And here is what Frank Ahearns writes.
Good.
Writes, "Ah, you've ratted us out. The vast conspiracy against Don and Mike has been discovered. We hate them, we discriminate against them, and we love it. Blah, ha, 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 ha. Ahem. The truth? The last lines of the radio listings the day in question, the day Don and Mike reamed me a new one on their show, was cut out for space by our copy desk at night. Purely a space issue. Sorry to take away the ammunition.
F you.
I swear I ought to charge Don and Mike for the amount of material I give them."
Oh, man.
Right, you Pillsbury doughboy prick.
Oh, what a dick.
Oh, wait, hold on.
What a pure dick.
Yeah, somebody else writes.
Pure a-hole.
Hold on.
Shows.
You go through three or four more pages, and, hold on, there was one other. Oh, here we go. This is from someone in Washington, D.C., who writes in today online. "Wait a second. How can Don and Mike be cut off from the radio listings when there are shows after theirs, there are stations after theirs on the dial position,
yes,
and they generally are listed under D if done alphabetically? I think your excuse comes up on the short end of the stick."
Yeah, there you go. Good.
And then here's his answer, Frank Ahearns. "This is the final answer. Once and for all, believe it or don't, there is not a conspiracy against Don and Mike. They were omitted purely by chance, not by design. And that's all I'm going to say about this increasingly tedious subject."
Oh, screw you.
Yeah. His whole tone. He's not a bright enough man to cover up his agenda.
No, he can't.
He can't because he is so... There's so such an attitude towards this show that he cannot cover it up. At least we're honest about the way we feel about
it. We hate him. We hate his guts.
We absolutely hate his guts.
We've hated every reporter they've ever had for the radio column.
And that really is a large reason that we spend this valuable time, this 10 minutes at the beginning of the show, to tell you how great our ratings are, and
right,
to thank you guys, because I swear, you're not going to open up the Washington Post tomorrow and see the headline that says, "Don and Mike Show, number one in the ratings."
That's right. If that ever happened,
Forget about it. It will never happen.
You know, I'd expect, I'd pinch myself, make sure that I wasn't dead.
It'll never happen, but... thank you guys who went on WashingtonPost.com today.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's very nice.
Good job.
That stupid sewer rat.
Increasingly tedious.
Tedious.
Subject.
Please.
Eat me.
Kind of hate him.
And you stupid douche. Stupid dumbball.
I mean that.
I know.
Really.
I know,
what a waste of
jizz. How could they have...
Terrible waste of human jizz.
How could they get three in a row? Just the same. I mean, you know, just one right
after three radio reporters in a row.
Jeffrey York, Mark Fisher, and then this doofus.
You know, and for those
of you... these guys, they're all the same. They're these mealy-mouthed, mamby-pamby, like non-happening, out-of-touch, stupid... Oh, God, it makes me nuts.
Well,
For whatever reason, they got a hard-on against us.
Yeah, they do.
Let's see it. I mean, you know, I'm trying
to... Let's see them keep this out of the newspaper, though.
Keep this out. Keep these ratings out tomorrow.
They're columns. I mean, I am not talking about us. I'm taking us out of the equation right now. I mean, we've made it very clear the way we feel about the way they treat us. And it's obvious the way they do. But I am talking about... I read that idiot's column today. Who the hell is he writing for? Is he writing for
his column about... He wrote today about a some kind of a...
Pacifica.
Yeah. A radio station in California, right?
They have a radio station here in Washington, D.C. As part of this network. I don't know.
They're based in California.
That's where the network is based. And they're supposed to be a cutting-edge news organization. They're not even a blip on the radar screen. I don't know who he is trying to communicate to. He's trying to communicate to some little intimate circle of his friends that think he's hip. Because I'll tell you something.
Hey, hold on. Take a look at this picture of this guy in the Washington Post. I got news for you.
This guy ain't hip.
Okay?
Right, get him.
I've seen hip. This guy ain't hip. I'm not saying that I'm hip.
Right.
But I'm hipper than this piece of dung.
I just don't get it. I don't know what he's trying
look
to do.
Look at him.
What he's trying to go for.
Look at him.
Oh, God.
Look at him. You weasel. You piece of garbage. Trash. Idiot. At least I know I'm number one rated in my field and Mike's number one rated in his field.
I would appreciate reading about other people if it at least was about commercially successful radio here in Washington, D.C., which there is plenty of. He doesn't deal with that. He avoids that. He avoids that not just with us, but with everybody, and I have no idea. You know why he does? Because he can't handle it. You know, if he writes about Pacifica and he writes about these tiny, just non-existent radio stations, nobody's going to call him on it because nobody's listening.
Have you noticed the other thing that he does? This is a new kick. When he writes a column about radio, which should be about local radio in the Washington, D.C. market.
Absolutely.
His new thing is, because he hates not only us, but all of the commercial radio stations.
Yeah, he does.
Town,
I mean, that's, he's consistent that way.
He finds a radio station out of town.
Right.
Like a station 95.5 in Detroit. And he'll say, you know what? Here's a station that plays the Smashing Pumpkins and Alanis Morissette.
Right.
Give them a listen. And he puts their web address.
It's ridiculous.
Right?
It's insane. You know, you're right. It's not just us. The more I think about this particular writer, it's everybody. It's everybody that's on commercial radio. You know, the radio stations that people listen to when they're, you know, when they're in their car, that they're listening to every day, they're not. There's no attention given to them, even though people that are reading the newspaper and would want to read about their stations that they like, they don't get their due from this jerk.
And part of the problem is, frankly, and I'm glad to work at a station like this, we don't work at a station like Jam and Oldies, where the general manager blows Frank Ahearns and calls him up and tells him what a great guy he is and feeds him all this bull crap. You know, at least Ken and Alan, at least they don't care about him.
They don't. Right.
We're not going to blow this guy to get him to write something good about us in the newspaper.
You know, Alan came up to the office a few moments ago, and we were talking about, he came in to say, you know, congrats on the ratings, and it was great, and we were having a nice moment there. And I said, yeah, not that we'll ever get mentioned about the success of this radio station. He said, hey, we don't need to get mentioned there as long as we get mentioned here. And he touched his wallet. That's what matters. Then that's what matters.
Well, I'm still waiting to get noticed there.
Yeah, well, you know, it's nice that he feels that way.
Yeah, except he's not going to give us any money.
No.
Christ, we've got to go way up, higher up in the food chain for us to get some money than Alan Lyne was.
Way back when we'd had a successful ratings period, we used to blackmail our general manager into giving us some money. We used to not really blackmail him, but browbeat him into it.
Right. And we would make him go to the bank.
It was successful.
He'd give us money.
Right, cash money. And, you know, that stopped abruptly with the Ken Stevens regime, which I think is going to be continued with the Alan Lyne one regime.
Yeah, there'll be no one like Al Goodman again.
Right.
Where we used to just go by his door, we'd pout. We'd say, aren't you going to get us a present? We go, get out of here. Then we come back and go, oh, Al. Oh. And then before you know it, you get in his car, go to the bank, you come back, give us some money.
The last time we were number one in the spring, I believe, we had a little drop off. Remember the two lovely ladies that came in and gave us the champagne?
Yeah, but something tells me that ain't happening.
No, I don't feel like, there's a chance of that happening just because now that it's happened again. Now it's to be expected.
It's old news.
It's old news.
So listen, thank you very much. Thanks for the support. Thank you for listening to the show. Blah, blah, blah. It's great to be alive. Okay. Marion Rota. Please.
Oh, I watch the show.
I watch you.
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 I have to say that.
Who are you?
I couldn't believe what it sucks.
You know, they might as well have had a Mrs. Soprano playing the role of either one of those women.
Libby, you're not going on that show.
Because both Mary and Rota.
Yeah.
Look like crap warmed over.
Oh,
and that show last night, that was an awful,
awful TV movie, the Marianne Rota Show.
It was a textbook example of why, if you're successful on television, you shouldn't do these reunions.
That's what we told her.
You told her.
Just what I told her.
Yeah, you said, you got your thoughts on that one. You're the one.
Don't go back and tarnish the beautiful work that was done on the Barry Tyler Moore Show.
Right. You know, I will tell you this. You started singing this tune a long, long time ago.
2 years ago with Valerie Harper.
And I'll tell you, you know, it came full circle, and I got to see what you were talking about right there. It could not have been worse, in my opinion.
No, and last night I was going between, you know, I'm loyal to Kevin and Leah mm-hmm. and King of Queens. Right. And even though my TV's not hooked up to a ratings box, I feel like I'm cheating on them if I'm watching television and I'm not watching
right.
a first-run episode of King of Queens.
Mm-hmm.
So I mainly watched King of Queens, and right. during the commercials, I would turn on the Marianne Rota Show.
Right.
And at one point when I turned on the Marianne Rota Show, Mary was getting into a cab, and Rota was running down the street. And this is, I guess, when they first saw each other.
Yeah, that was the establishing scene for the whole show, when they grabbed hands and jumped around like schoolgirls, just like
Rota, Rota, Rota!
So pathetic.
Mary, Mary, Mary!
It's horrible.
You know, meanwhile, the nondescript cabbie, he goes...
Now, there's a continuity error there. The cabbie in New York.
Who's going to pay me for this fare?
Not even a real New York accent. That's not right. Yeah, if you're going to have a cabbie in New York, it should be, you owe me money.
Well,
come on now.
That's right. Also, if you want to be real specific about it, Mary, I think, went maybe 3 feet in the taxi.
Yes.
So why would the guy even ask for any money at all? Because Mary right. came out of her building, got into this taxi, then Rota came running down the street after her, and the taxi stopped like 5 feet away, literally 5 feet down the road.
Very sad.
It was awful. And then I would go back to King of Queens, and I'd turn back on the Marianne Rota Show, and all this depressing crap about how Mary's husband is dead. And
yeah, really, really downer.
Oh, Mary's got the Johnny Carson chicken neck happening now.
Mary was the one of the two. I mean, if you're going to look at both of them, if you're going to evaluate them on equal terms.
Oh, yeah. You know, 20 years ago, you would have said without a doubt you'd do Mary before you did Rota.
Absolutely.
Now you definitely do Rota before you do Mary.
Skeletor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awful. And she gets hired in a TV news place. And
with a guy that's just like over the top, a real nasty guy. And everybody,
he's supposed to be like the modern Lou Grant.
Yeah.
Okay, like a young Gen X Lou Grant.
That's horrible.
Who like, makes a note to himself when he hires Mary. He's got one of those little voice things and he goes, ah. Do a story about elderly, old people getting back into the workplace.
Yeah, just sad.
Then he opens his humidor and takes out a big cigar. And Mary tries to leave his office, but she can't leave because he had to hit the remote control that automatically slides the doors open.
It was very, very depressing. It was now reunion shows, by and large, if a lot of time has passed, are depressing. I mean, you should just let sleeping dogs lie, and you know, you let
this
your body
was a
work.
Mistake.
It was a horrible mistake.
Did you see when they went to the comedy club to see Mary's daughter do stand up?
No, see, you flipped back and forth. I stayed with it up until they had dinner in their apartment, and when the two girls left Mary and Rota, I left Mary and Rota.
I thought it was the
appropriate time.
I kept going back, and the second half. Compared to the first half, the second half was made the first half look like a happy light comedy.
It was the car
second wreck. Half was a real downer of an hour of TV.
It was the car wreck mentality where you had to keep going back and back and back.
Yeah,
I once I've seen the bodies, I keep going for.
Yeah, I'll drive around the block. I keep going, but it was just. Just awful, and I couldn't help but think, boy, you know, Rota should have listened to me.
Absolutely.
Should have listened to me.
Because she knows now.
Because now when people think of the Mary Tyler Moore Show, they're not going to think of all those great episodes at WJM in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing they're going to think of is the most recent thing, that awful, hideous abortion that was on television last night from 8 till 10 o'clock.
I don't want to slam actors on TV, but I will tell you right now, it shows me how significant actors really are. They're not. It's the writers. I mean, they really are. The writers are the people that make the difference.
That's
I think
true.
that is really the, you know, Mary Richards was a very funny person way back when that Mary Tyler Moore Show was on. She had Lou Grant and Ted Bashir. That show made me laugh out loud. Mary didn't make me, I didn't have one laugh. I didn't have anything but a cringe because the writing was so horrible.
And not to mention the fact that she should wear like shirts with high collars and stuff. So you don't you don't see that old
I'd put her in a neck
Johnny
brace.
Carson turkey chicken neck. Yeah, a neck brace would be nice.
That's big thick neck brace.
Or a very high turtleneck. And I mean, those are in fashion these
days. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with being old, but I mean, it's I don't know. It just was wrong on so many levels what they were trying to do. They weren't trying to really make it a comedy. They were trying to make it that...
It was a dramedy, Mike.
They had no idea what they wanted.
Right.
There you go. Could have used a laugh track.
Definitely.
That'll punch up even the weakest material.
How about, you know, right at the beginning, you know, they talked about Mary jumping over that that carpeting and breaking her wrist.
Yeah.
How about they when they jump up and down, Mary, 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 Rota, 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 and one of them breaks their hip. And then the rest of it is just, you know, in the
convalescent.
Hospital.
That's
probably
funny.
Make Rota break her hip.
All right, well, maybe Valerie Harper will call today. We did leave word with her yesterday after the show that if she would like some honest, constructive criticism on the Mary and Rota show, she should call in today.
All right. Is Gene Stapleton still alive? When are Carol O'Connor and Gene Stapleton going to have their big reunion show?
I did call the ratings hotline today, speaking of ratings, and I'll tell you that the Mary and Rota show kicked ass last night.
You knew it would.
Of course. It beat every show. It beat King of Queens, Raymond, Ally McBeal.
And, you know, nobody will remember the content. Everybody will remember, you know, that means anything in the TV business, that they had a great number. That's what Sweeps is all about.
Hello, Don on my show. Rick. Rick?
Did I have these phones on correctly?
Yes.
No, I didn't.
Sorry.
Mary, 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 Rhoda, Rhoda, Rhoda.
Rhoda.
And then at one point,
Mary.
And then Mary goes, Rhoda.
You know, with this Skeletor face.
I mean, there's nothing wrong. I know what you're going to say. I was going to say, there's nothing wrong with getting old. You're going to go, yes,
sure there is. Yes. Sure there is, Mike.
Even though you are guilty of that every day like I am.
No, I'm not. I'm getting younger every day.
There is.
I don't know about you, but I'm getting younger. I will never be old. Hello. Hey, here he is now. Rick.
Yes.
Rick, buddy. What?
Hot, hot, hot. Mary Tyler Moore looked good. Does she get a boob job?
Oh, please.
This is Johnny A-hole calling you.
No.
You know what you might as well do?
I'm under 30.
You might as well go to a cemetery, get yourself a shovel, and dig up a rotting corpse. Same thing as having sex with Mary Tyler Moore.
She's under 30.
No. Ally McBeal, that's what she was. Because I was flicking it back and forth. I compared.
You like the waddle?
Oh, I loved it. The day after Monday, I love it. I'll never forget this day.
All right, good.
Hello.
Did I make the accurate assessment there,
right.
Johnny A-hole?
You're right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I just want to speak to Don and Mike, if I could.
Yeah, you're speaking to us now. Hello.
Hi. I just want to know if you guys saw the E! True Hollywood Story on Andy of Mayberry the other night.
Now, what possible dirt would they have on Andy of Mayberry to do a True Hollywood Story?
Well, I don't know. Some interesting thing was Aunt Bee was committed when she died, and she was living with a house full of cats and didn't have any living relatives.
Really?
I didn't know that about Bee.
Yeah, there was they talked about a lot of stuff I didn't know. I thought I knew a lot.
Aunt Bee was actually in an institution?
Yeah, that's what they said, so.
They had to take her out of her house because it was full of cats?
That's what they said.
You go to her house, it smells like cat poop.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah.
I was just wondering if you guys caught that. It's pretty good.
No, but if they have any good shows on that E! Exclamation point, they run them into the ground. We'll catch it again. Thank you, my friend.
All right.
My house is full of cats. Mind the dead ones.
Hello. Hello, Aaron.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods. How are you today?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, did you realize that Mary's daughter was gay on the show?
Really?
No, really?
She came out with, like, in the first scene, Mary was talking to her daughter in the apartment, and she was talking about all their different boyfriends, and then she said something about dating a woman named Cheryl.
Cheryl the Big Dyke?
Well, I don't know if it was Cheryl the Big Dyke, but all I know is she said that she was dating a woman named Cheryl at one time. And I think, what the hell? Mary's daughter's gay. I mean, where'd that come from?
If I'd paid attention, that would have spiced up the plot a little bit.
But I'm sure that's something they threw in just to show that Mary and Rhoda are with the time.
Sure. Well, they really
Mary's daughter's gay, and that's okay.
They really wanted to show that Mary and Rhoda were with the times. You know, have Mary and Rhoda be gay. Old and gay. Not old and gray. That'd be the name of the show, Mary and Rhoda. Old and gay.
It'd also be old and gray.
Yeah. What the hell is this about her husband dying from a rock climbing accident? What kind of writing is that?
Hey, isn't that horrible?
It was just a way to make Mary a widow.
Right.
Oh, my God.
So you would feel bad for her.
They should have had Ted Baxter come back from the dead or something like that.
That's the only thing that could have saved that show.
Right. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Thank you, Aaron.
Just have a guy do an impression of Ted Baxter, and, you know, all of a sudden he...
You! Mary! Ooh. Mary, I'm speaking to you from the grave. Ooh! WJM TV News. Hey, Mayor. How are you?
You could certainly get Murray Slaughter.
Yes.
You know the guy that was Murray Slaughter who was later on the Love Boat? You know that he's now a like a Jim Baker type? Oh, really?
He does some type of Jesus Save My Life TV show with his wife, right, Robbie?
Yeah, and also remember, he was an impotent spokesman.
Right.
And he refused to admit that he was impotent, but he said, I would like to have those who are.
Just remember, it's not just a cruise. It's the love boat.
You could get him. You could get
Kevin McCloud.
You get old Harry Ted Grant. Or Ed... Lou Grant, Etta Hasner.
Harry Ted Grant. That's a good... You put a few heads on bodies there.
Ted
Grant is like,
Ted
rhymes look at
with,
me, I'm reincarnated on Lou's hairy body.
Ted rhymes with Ed. Never mind, you understood what I wanted.
Right. It all started in a little 3,000-watt radio station. Look at my hairy back. I've been trans... My brain is in Lou's body.
And you mean you couldn't find Gordy the weatherman? He's still got to be kicking around.
That's
somewhere.
John Amos. He's not. He's dead.
All right. Well, what about
John Amos dead?
I don't think so. In fact, I saw him in something recently.
No, Esther Roll is dead, Mike.
That's it. Esther Roll
is dead. John Amos is still alive.
John Amos still with us?
He is still with us.
And so is, what's her name? Suzanne Nivens?
Yes.
Who is a happy homemaker. And
Betty White.
Yes, Georgette. Betty White. Georgette is still alive, too.
I hated Georgette.
Oh, she was good for Ted.
She was all right.
No, I hated her.
She was good for Ted.
She ruined that show.
She didn't.
Georgette ruined that show.
What'd you hate her voice? Is that what you hated about her?
I hated the whole fakey, you know.
Yeah, I like Georgette.
I like Ted. I liked Ted when he was single.
I like alive, isn't she?
Who?
Cloris?
Cloris Leachman.
Cloris Leachman.
And Cloris the Leachman.
I don't count Cloris Leachman as a regular member of the Mary Tyler Moore cast.
Phyllis?
No. I just hated her.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, oh. So you like Georgette and didn't like Phyllis. I like Phyllis and had no room for Georgette.
Mm-hmm. I like Phyllis when she struck out on her own. It's very strong.
Phyllis was
Phyllis
spin-off?
TV show? Yeah.
Phyllis.
It was on like for five episodes.
I like
right?
Phyllis'
right.
daughter.
Beth was her
Beth.
Name.
Beth.
Yeah.
Beth.
She was hot for like a 12-year-old girl. She was pretty cute. You see the new People magazine?
Yeah, well, I've looked through it.
With Britney?
Britney Spears?
Yeah, the New People magazine we just got today. Is Britney Spears too sexy?
Too sexy.
There she is.
Dead sexy.
Ah, Britney Spears. Yeah, look at you with your halter top.
Dead sexy.
Dead sexy.
Hello, Johnny.
Hey. Actually, that magazine says too sexy too soon or something, doesn't it?
Oh, is that what it says?
Pop yeah. Princess.
Anyway.
Britney Spears, too sexy too soon.
Sexy.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Little girls love her. That her image makes some moms nervous. The controversial teen singer sets the record straight about breast implants. No way. Much older guys. Yuck. And emailing Prince Willie. He's so sweet. Britney Spears.
There's the whole cover story.
It's Fat Bastard with books on tape. Johnny, what do you want?
Hey, who was Lou Grant's boss? Do you know?
They had an episode one time when they had to go to the general manager's office. I don't know who it was
Tony Soprano's mother.
No, that was on the show Lou Grant, though, sir. That doesn't count.
No, that's
when... Lou Grant's mom.
Yeah, that's when she...
No, that's when he went to the newspaper.
Boys.
Different show, different job for Lou Grant.
There's a connection there.
Technically, Lou Grant's TV boss was Slim Pickens. He owned the station.
What, Johnny?
Slim Pickens?
Yeah.
All right, goodbye, Johnny.
You caught me. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
He wasn't going to listen to either one of you, no matter what the point
was.
You
see, you understand that the character of Lou Grant,
right.
while he was on WJM, was much more of a comedic force than when he went to the show Lou Grant, when he became an actual print journalist.
Right. That's when Livy Soprano came to play here.
Yo.
But also in People, Prisoner Robert Downey Jr., the road from Hollywood to Hard Time.
There you go.
Right down your lower, in the little, what do they call that? There's a name for that.
In the lower right-hand corner?
There's something they call this when they put that down there.
I don't know.
It's a print journalism term.
Jargon. Who else is on the top picture there next to Britney Spears?
Elizabeth and Ilian before the tragedy. I think that's talking about the little Cuban boy that's over there with the picture of his mom. Ilian and Mom, the inside story of their life in Cuba.
The Cuban boy. You remember yesterday in the news? Was it yesterday, Buzz? You had the story about the grandma.
Right.
The grandma pulled down the little Cuban boy's pants.
Bit his tongue
and then pulled down his pants to look at his wiener.
Right.
To find out how much he had grown.
Yeah, that's not good. Way to go. Molest the lad. That'll get him back to Cuba.
Dead sexy.
Dead sexy.
Dead sexy.
Hello there.
Okay.
Oh, we have to do a break.
Time for the commercial.
Do a break and give you your first chance today to win up to $10,000.
And I found out something else, Don.
What's that?
We're all pronouncing the month wrong. It's not February or February. It's February for the view. That's right. February with all the girls. There they are. Lisa Ling, Joe Behar, Barbara Walters, Star Jones, and Meredith Vieira. Ooh, dead sexy.
Oh, be the 100th person to call the lovely Erica right now. She's going to count up to 100. You'll get a chance for the secret celebrity laugh number 3.
Yeah.
Phone number is 1-877-365-3636.
Look at me. I'm pulling the hair out of my nipples.
This is the tale. Don and Mike.
All right, let's get a call at 100.
All right.
Right now.
There's the touch of the ears, caller 100.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Caller 100.
Right, what's your name?
Greg.
Hi, Greg, where are you calling from?
From Fairfax.
VA.
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you for listening on good old JFK. You've won the Buffy the Vampire Slayer prize pack. Watch the all-new Buffy tonight at 8 on the WB, okay?
All righty.
We're just going to Buzz's house.
Yeah, it'll be on.
That's the only channel Buzz gets, incidentally.
Just the WB.
Just the WB.
The WB. All right, my friend, are you ready to go for big money?
I'll give it a shot.
Have you heard Secret Celebrity Laugh number 3?
Yeah, I've heard it.
Have you heard the clue?
Yeah, I did.
She is a major motion picture star.
No freaking idea, but I'll give it a shot.
All right, you will play for...
What was our rating today?
Our rating was number 1.
No, but, I mean, what was the... It was a
7.1.
For $7,000.
Wow.
Hey now.
You ready to go for $7,000?
Ready to go.
Hey now.
Hey now.
Good luck. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Hank Kingsley.
And it's for $7,000 American dollars. We wish you
Godspeed. Caller, name this secret celebrity laugh.
There she is. Isn't she marvelous? A major motion picture star. Tell us who that is laughing and we'll pay you $7,000.
Yes, hey now, yes.
Who is that?
I'm going for Demi Moore.
No.
Sorry.
Good guess, though.
All right.
A guess we've not heard before. Thank you. Don't forget that every guess is a clue for you.
Thank
you, my friend, and thank you for listening to the show. One last item of biz before we get on with today's show, which I told you, jam-packed with the master hypnotist and girls for the hot tub show.
Right.
And we're going to give away a trip to Iceland. Next Monday, besides the fact that we're having our big hot tub show
right.
with Dennis and a bunch of girls and Jenna and Shiloh in the hot tub that we'll be giving away, we also have an annual treat, and we've got to get this firmed up right now. It's our secret Santa game,
okay,
where one of us is going to have to give to our wives a variety of goodies.
Marital aids.
A variety of marital aids.
A basket of them.
What we're going to have is a drawing, and we'll do it right now on the show, do it all above board. Mm-hmm. Whoever loses has to go home over the Valentine's Day weekend mm-hmm. with a tape recorder
right.
and tape themselves presenting all of these gifts to their wife.
Right.
Now, Buzz, the only way that I ask for your help in this is that when we come up with a list of items,
yes,
could you please go to the store and get them for us?
Yes, I could.
I mean, you don't have to tape it or anything.
I'll make that happen, yes.
Just because I think Buzz has the most experience going to...
He's on face. He's got connection over there. You still have your connection over
Absolutely,
there?
Absolutely, and I have no problem doing this. We're happy to do it.
Give him a plug.
Night dreams.
All right. So, the item that I came up with yesterday is a tube of Analies.
Mm-hmm. Analies.
So, Buzz, if you would pick
that
up. Is
that kind of thing in there, do you think?
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
It's funny how you know that.
Pretty
Mike,
sure.
What item would you like to add?
Boy, I'm so lost when it comes to thinking of the type of items that one would have in a place like this. It's just,
I think the edible panties should be included in there.
Edible panties. Okay, Buzz, what would you like to put into this cornucopia?
Let's throw in a ring.
You mean a C-ring?
Why, yes, I do.
A cock-a-doodle-doo ring?
Mm-hmm.
You're a dirty bird, Buzz.
Robbie?
How about a riding crop?
A riding crop.
A little discipline there.
Don, we're back to you again. Are we going to have a whole
big... Do we need more than four?
I think we ought to have the whole big gift package.
Pretty good baggage.
All right, then I'll say...
Nipple clamps.
Can you find those, Buzz?
Yeah, I think so.
Nipple clamps. Okay, two items from each guy.
Okay. Okay, but Mike?
Sorry. Because whoever loses the drawing today will have to give these items to his wife over the Valentine's Day weekend and tape it.
A butt plug. Oh. Thank you, Rob. Thank you for that groan.
Buzz? You might as well just call this place and say you want your regular order.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing out of the ordinary here for Buzz.
Your standard February Valentine's Day order.
Buzzy?
I think a dildo. I think we need that in the package again this year.
Okay, and finally, Robbie?
All the good ones have been taken. How about some sort of motion lotion?
Motion lotion.
Okay.
That's very nice.
Okay, motion lotion. So,
we have these items that the loser will have to present to his wife on Valentine's Day and tape for the show. Tube of analies, pair of edible panties, cock-a-doodle-doo ring, riding crop, nipple clamps, butt plug, dildo, and motion lotion.
A whole nice Valentine's gift basket.
Now, if everyone will please take... a piece of regular-sized paper, as I have here.
Okay.
Okay? We've all got a packet. You all got your packet today?
Yes.
Write down your name on the piece of paper.
All right.
Okay?
Paper from you.
Let me make sure that... Yeah, I could pull a facet on you. I could write Buzz down.
But you wouldn't do that.
No, I won't. I wrote my own name, and I wrote one for Rob.
Okay.
And there's Buzz. And then Mike, write your name, not Rob's.
Oh, all right.
Write one that says Mike.
All right.
Who are you? I don't know what you're talking about.
And let's get Erica in here to pull one of these out, okay?
All right.
Okay? Can I have it, please?
Yes.
Okay.
I wrote my name down.
Mike,
right. Buzz, Don, Rob.
Okay.
Four guys in this game.
What about Charlie Broyhill?
Well, who's he going to give it to?
Jim McClure.
I think that Charlie Broyhill is ineligible. Hi, Erica.
Hello.
Hi there. Now, Robbie, can you put these in a sack or something?
Yeah.
A gunny sack.
Put those in a sack, and we will ask Erica. How's it going on the phones, Erica?
It's going pretty good.
That's going fine. Have you noticed the number of a-holes getting through has substantially gone down since Mike Rockhead vacated the premises?
And a much better attitude on the part of young Erica than on the Rockhead.
Yeah, we're smiling and stuff.
Erica actually seems to be enjoying herself here.
Are you wearing a bra?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'm cold. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're very cold.
Don't be sorry.
All right, what we need you to do now, Erica, is reach inside this sack that Rob has, pull out one name, close your eyes, pull out one piece of paper, and tell us who the lucky sap is who gets to give all of these gifts to his wife on, on Valentine's Day. Who is it?
The lucky sap is Mike.
Ah! Ah! Yes! Oh,
no!
Oh, yeah!
No.
Yeah!
Yay!
That means the streak continues.
No.
Yeah.
That sucks.
That's right.
I don't want to.
Too bad.
Oh,
Buzz,
no.
If you would please go to the store.
Yeah, right. I'll get that.
And get analies, edible panties.
You know, I had Dennis Murphy in my... I want to do a drawing again.
Cock-a-doodle-doo ring, riding crop, nipple clamps, butt plug, dildo.
I suggested butt plug.
And motion lotion. And over the weekend...
You dodged the bullet once again.
Over the weekend, Mike, you will have to... tape yourself giving all of these items to your
listing
wife.
The items, I will go through the basket. I go, here we go. Yeah, I've got edible panties and,
And get a nice reaction from Laura as you give her each item.
I will. I am sure. Looking forward to it.
It's my year. Oh, beautiful.
All right.
Beautiful. Well, that's the list. You'll hear that on Monday's episode. That is an annual thing that we do on this show.
Very good.
Last year it was Buzz. This year,
it's Mike. I put on some nice romantic music in the background.
Honey, the children are asleep now. Here you get.
Sunday night, yeah, day before Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. She's not a big talker on the radio. I'll have you know.
Oh, I bet you get a reaction. You give your wife a tube of analies.
Yeah, you might just hear a nice slap. As she slaps me across the face.
Ow!
Here's your butt plug.
Ow!
Okay, here's your analies.
Oh,
here's your edible panties.
Ow! Now, you know, I think that she will probably, at least one or two of these items, maybe she would
slap
it.
Watch it.
No, I mean, you know. A little motion lotion's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the edible panties
are okay.
You know, anything you don't use, you know, just take it back to the buyer.
Sure.
Okay.
Really, Buzz? You'd be interested in the analies?
Well, not necessarily.
Buzz, does this place have a return policy?
What about the cock-a-doodle-doo ring? You wouldn't be interested in that, would you, Buzz?
No.
Well, and I won't have any use for it.
No need for that.
No need about me sustaining.
Of course not.
Absolutely not. I could last the entire weekend.
Well, then, Buzz, what item is it that you would like?
I don't know.
Would it be the riding crop?
No, that was just to feed my reputation.
The nipple clamps? Just,
I have this reputation.
The
and
butt
I,
plug?
I thought it would be amusing to say anything you have left over
dildo.
Came back to me. Now I'm...
Dildo.
Sorry I said it.
Dildo.
It'll be money.
All right, Mike is the big winner in the Valentine's Day drawing, the Secret Santa game.
There we go.
Something to look forward to on Monday's episode. So, Buzzy, go to the shopping store.
I'll pick it up on Thursday.
Go to the sex store at the shopping center.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, this looks like a to-do list for a bunch of people who work here. Pain leaves, edible panties, cock-a-doodle-doo-ray.
Sitting there with the shopping cart, whistling as they walk through the store. La, 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 la.
Riding crop. Okay, listen, on with the show. A trip to Iceland.
Yes.
Let's give away. We have two trips to Iceland to give away today.
Most beautiful women in the world.
Since we won't be here tomorrow, we will be back on Thursday, taking a day off tomorrow.
That's right.
We're
going
to give away two separate trips to Iceland today, and you got to pay attention, because here's how we're giving away one of the trips. Right now. It's a little confusing, so bear with me. We're going to do the phone booth game with the first three cities that call in. And you know how this works. We broadcast to 55 different cities. If you live in one of those cities right now and you're out in your car, go to a phone booth.
A public phone booth.
That's located in a very public area, like by a shopping center or a strip mall or a McDonald's or a Burger King.
Good to go to a well-traveled area.
Go to that spot. Call us at 1-877-365-3636. We let you give out your location. We stop, we take a break, and then we come back from commercials. And whichever city has the most amount of people...
You, the captain, who makes that first phone call, will win the trip.
Well, no, not really.
Really?
It's a little more confusing than
You're
that.
You're going to make it more confusing.
It's more confusing than that.
I should just shut up and just let sit back and enjoy it.
To give more people the chance to win.
I didn't come to rehearsal.
There are going to be three cities that play today.
Okay.
Let's say it's Baltimore, Bakersfield, and Seattle. Whoever has... Let me try to explain this. The captain has nothing to do with it.
Okay.
The winning cities, the people who have the most phone booths, we're going to have a raffle.
All right.
And as the people come up to the phones to tell us their names, each person will say, I'm John Doe, number one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Jane Doe, number two.
All the more reason for people to get out to that phone booth.
I'm Billy Doe, number three.
Uh-huh.
When all three cities are lined up, and let's say that we have the most callers from Bakersfield,
right?
Second most from Baltimore, third most from Portland. We have three envelopes in here.
Okay.
We have an envelope A, envelope B, envelope C. In one of the envelopes, a trip to Iceland. Second envelope, $100. Third envelope, box of tampons.
Okay.
One person from each of the winning cities who's chosen by a random raffle will be able to have the chance to win the trip to Iceland. Do you get me?
Yes, I do.
I mean,
it's not as complicated as you think. It's hard to explain, but it's very simple. Everybody that shows up at all of our three phone booths
will have a chance to win the trip to Iceland.
And you have a chance to win a box of tampons.
Or $100.
Right.
So, for instance, if there are 50 people at the phone booth in Bakersfield, we will say to someone, to Mike or to Buzz or anybody, pick a number at random between 1 and 50. Or maybe we'll have the computer generate a number for us so it's all on the up and up.
Okay.
That will be the person who gets to select envelope A, envelope B, or envelope C.
Right.
One person from each city will be selected to win one of the three prizes.
Very exciting.
The first, the people with the most people at the phone booth, that city, they get first shot at envelope A, envelope B, or envelope C.
So, the city with the most people at the phone booth, they get to choose the raffle first.
Yes, and they will be the first who are raffled upon.
Very good.
That group will be the very first.
But only three cities are going to be eligible, and they have to be the first three cities to call in.
Yes, so call right now. I know this is just goddamn confusing. But
you're giving everybody a chance to win. Every single person that shows up at these phone booths in these three cities today, once we let you know where the locations are, will have technically a chance to win a trip to Iceland.
And that was the goal. Thank you. Once again, Mike, you've crystallized my thoughts.
Yeah, as long as I just lay back and I listen to everything, I can process it.
That is the goal, because the people who go to the phone booths really are our most valued listeners. These are the people who are out and immediately spring to action with the immediacy of radio.
Right.
So why not give all of those people,
including the first person to call,
give them all first chance to win the trip to Iceland.
Very good.
So go to the phone booth right now. We'll take the first three cities to call Erica.
at 1-877-365-3636. There's nothing else on the line today except the trip to Iceland, okay?
Okay.
There's no plastic key tags. There's no T-shirts. There's no movie tickets. There's no money. There's nothing. There's a chance to win a trip to Iceland.
But listen to your city. If it's your city and you're close to that area, you want to get over there. We're going to have, I got news for you. We're going to have a lot of people show up at these phone booths.
Or $100
mm-hmm.
or a box of tampons.
Wonderful. And Rob, I know that's what you want.
Yeah. And we should point out that the trip to Iceland from IcelandAir.com is valued at over $5,000.
Wow. Worth, you know, worth it, taking a little diversionary trip if you're out doing your, you know, your Valentine's Day shopping.
It's one hell of a vacation. So we'll get to three cities. Well, you know what? Is Eric getting the cities already?
Probably.
Well, let's see. Let me see with this one. There's somebody else.
She's much quicker than Rocket. She's much sharper than Rocket.
Hello, where are you calling from?
Spokane.
Spokane, Washington. Beautiful.
Sure.
All right, you guys are in. That's city number one. Spokane, Washington.
That's great. I don't think Spokane has played one of our reindeer games.
Just give everybody a heads up on that. Spokane will be the first city in the trifecta today.
But I always wish that city was pronounced Spokane.
Yes.
No. Always did.
Spokane is how you say it, Mark.
Spokane. That's right, like Missouri.
Like the Spokane word.
Spokane.
Spokane. Okay, hold on. There is a second city.
Excellent.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Where are you calling from?
Gaithersburg.
Gaithersburg, Maryland. That means Washington, D.C.
That's good. Always good to have him, especially since they gave us number one ratings today.
Yeah. Hold the line, please.
Yes, sir.
Hold on. Now we get some real excitement.
All right. What's the third city? Who is going to be the third city?
You know, I'm amazed. I just want to throw some love at Erica.
Yes.
I just want to say I'm amazed that if Rockhead was doing this contest right now,
we wouldn't have a city yet.
We would have had to break for commercials, and I would have to have gone back there and hold his goddamn hand to say, okay, now get three different cities with three people at three different phone booths.
We have our third city yet?
Oh, she's on the line to the third city right now.
Very exciting.
You know what she's doing? She's simply double-checking, making sure that all the information is correct.
Right. That's exciting.
And making sure that her gigantic boobs don't get in the way.
Okay.
She does have huge boobs.
I didn't notice.
No,
I didn't notice.
Please.
Yeah, I did notice.
Gigantic boobs.
She's very happy to be working here.
Yep, hold on. Well, see, that one didn't pan out, Mike.
Well, that's good. She double-checked.
Right.
Sometimes, you know, you got to make sure.
Okay, Erica, you got a third. No, you know what? We'll do a break.
That's right. And when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky third city will be competing for a trip to Iceland.
So it'll be Spokane versus D.C. versus maybe your city will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Sports.
Your machine. Because we're calling into the future.
G'day there. Thanks for calling Tim the Yowie Man. I'm currently experiencing a high volume of calls. But please leave a message and I will promise to get back to you as soon as I can.
Oh, crap.
Couldn't we call anywhere in Australia to use the time machine?
Different time zones?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Just call anywhere, like a, you know, call a breakfast joint or something. Find out what the headlines are tomorrow.
I've just dialed a number at random.
Very
I just
good.
Made up a number.
Excellent.
So I don't know if this is going to go through or not.
A random number in Australia.
No, it doesn't sound like it. It sounds like we got a regular ring.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed.
G'day. It's the breakfast flight. Australian radio.
7-6. All right. I'll try this guy one more time. And then we'll just call an operator and have her put us through to McDonald's.
And, of course, whenever we call Australia, I always say, you know, that once a jolly swag man.
We're sorry.
Camped by a billabong under the shade of a coolibah tree, and he sang as he watched and waited till his billy boiled. You'll come a waltz on the door.
Hold
on, I got a number right here.
No thanks, honey.
Time machine. And when you say that thing about Billy Bob,
yes,
I always like saying there once was a girl from Nantucket. We'd love to say. Oh. All right, let's call Stewart Island, New Zealand.
Ah, same thing.
Fisherman from the future. This is the original time machine call.
Fisherman from the future. To be able to tell us what's happening.
Time machine.
What we can look forward to.
Time machine.
When we wake up.
Tomorrow.
Oh, man, this is great. It's cool because all the people in California and New York and all the way in between, this is real exciting.
Time machine right now.
Time travel is fun.
Ah, I love the time travel.
Hello.
Hello, fisherman from the future.
Hello.
Hello, I'm sorry we're not here today.
Hello.
Although I could well be engaged on the other line.
Hello, my husband's
talking
to you.
You can later or alternatively leave us a message after the beep.
All right, hold on. Let me just, we get an operator here.
What will fish taste like in the future?
At the
time machine.
Fisherman of the future.
Time machine.
Welcome to Ballot Money.
Ah, welcome yourself.
Time machine.
Oh, maybe we could speak to some of those Sheilas down under.
You know what? She's probably going to put me through to some international operator, right?
Can I help you?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello. This is the Dynamite Radio Show. We're on the radio right now. Can you please connect me to a McDonald's in Sydney, Australia?
You don't want to contact your long-distance company. Who is your long-distance operator?
I don't know. I'm a disc jockey, sir. I'm just doing a radio show. Couldn't you please do it?
No, sir. I'm afraid not.
Why?
We don't call overseas, sir.
Why? You're the phone company.
Can you call anybody?
Please hold from us, supervisor.
Pardon me?
He wants his supervisor to speak with him.
Sure. If you want to.
I didn't even get a chance to tell him that we were time traveling.
We're on a mission
to go to the future.
No.
We'd like an Egg McMuffin in the future, please.
Time machine, time machine,
time machine.
Tomorrow morning, it's breakfast time.
Hello?
Breakfast time in Australia. Time machine.
Well, now, when you dial zero,
yes,
it's Bell Atlantic.
To dial 00. Or an international operator.
Yeah, but I should be able to get an operator just by dialing zero.
The supervisor can probably connect you to the international operator, but you
maybe
just
not.
Your best bet is to dial 00 to expedite travel to the future.
As soon as you dial 00, you will speak to an international operator.
All right. I just hate giving up on this.
I know.
Rob, pick up line four. Let me know when the supervisor picks up. Okay?
Supervisor.
All right.
You call 00?
MCI WorldCom.
I did.
Enter the number you wish to call. Area code first. For operator assistance, press 0 now.
Time machine.
Time machine.
Time machine.
Hold for operator assistance.
Hello there. I'm your international operator.
You're welcome. May I help you?
Yeah, hey, baby. This is the Don and Mike radio show. We're on the radio right now. Can you please connect me to any McDonald's in Sydney, Australia?
Well, unfortunately, sir, I don't have any. This is the long-distance operator. I don't have any listings. I would have to connect you to the directory assistance operator in Australia.
All right. Would you do that, please?
You're billing it to the phone you're on?
Yeah.
Sure. Right.
Double bill it, as a matter of fact.
Double bill it.
Double bill it.
All right.
Buy yourself something nice.
Please hold, and I'll transfer you to an MCI WorldCom International DA operator.
Thank you.
What happened to the supervisor, Robbie?
Disconnected.
Ah. Wait, see, that's what happens when you really
thank
get them.
Thank you for holding me. I have the name and the city to the party to whom you're needing directory in Australia, please.
Yeah, Sydney, Australia. McDonald's.
I'm sorry, sir. Are we looking for a business or a residence?
Yes, a business. You know, House of Hamburgers, McDonald's.
You're on the air in Sydney. You're on the air. Anyone will do.
Right?
As long as it is in the future.
How are you doing on that, honey?
One moment, sir. The computer is searching, sir.
You file under H for hamburger or M for McDonald's?
Excuse me, sir. I'm looking for McDonald's in Sydney, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
One moment, sir, please hold.
Thank you. She didn't want to play any of our reindeer games.
What a ball buster.
Thank you, Mrs. Ballbricker.
Very testy today. Possibly fun people. People who control our lives.
Should you just hang up on us?
Thank you. Oh, sir, I did not. Please hold, sir.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I didn't know you could still hear me.
Okay. Thank you for holding, sir. Are you needing a particular branch or a particular office?
You pick just a McDonald's restaurant in Sydney, Australia.
Anyone will do. Just put us right through.
And double bill it, incidentally. And buy yourself something nice. Buy yourself some bath oil beads. You know, splurge.
Hosiery.
Yeah, buy yourself some nice pantyhose.
Is she still on the line? Ma'am?
Yes, sir, I'm still on the line.
Okay, so any McDonald's, you heard that part, right?
Yes, sir, and I heard everything else. Please hold.
Yes, enjoy the bath oil, please.
011, country code is 61, and the city code is 2. The telephone number is 97561.
Thank you. Can you? Hello?
Yeah, now it's ringing.
Here she is. Thank you. All right.
Good morning, McDonald Johnson. This is Linda.
Hello, is this McDonald's?
Yes, McDonald Johnson or J.D. McDonald, you're after?
Let me first say you're on the radio at the Don and Mike Show in Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show where it is yesterday, and in Sydney it's this morning. Am I right about that?
Yes.
Is it Wednesday morning where you are?
Yes.
Time machine! I love the time machine!
Ladies and gentlemen, we are calling McDonald's in the future.
Time machine!
Truly amazing.
You see, where we are, it's yesterday.
That's right. It's dinner time yesterday.
And where you are, It's breakfast time tomorrow.
Pretty cool, isn't it?
Yes.
What's happening on Wednesday? Anything new?
I'm Missy.
Sorry?
Is there anything new happening on Wednesday morning?
No.
What? I'm Time Machine.
I'm the machine.
Time Machine. Can you tell us of any late-breaking news items that happened on Tuesday night into Wednesday morning?
No.
Are there a lot of people in your restaurants?
We're not actually, no, I don't think you understand. We're not actually a restaurant.
You're not a restaurant.
Who are you?
No, I think you have to like the McDonald's restaurant.
Yeah, I thought we were calling McDonald's.
We are, that's our name of our company, but we're not actually a restaurant.
Oh, we didn't call the restaurant. We're totally...
What
business is this, honey?
J.J. McDonald. We actually sell hand dryers.
You sell hand dryers?
Yeah.
Like hand dryers for public restrooms?
Yes.
All right, well, maybe you can still answer our questions. It doesn't really matter who we call. We wanted to call the future, because where we are, it's yesterday. And where you are, it's tomorrow. Now, can you tell us, has anybody famous died since last night?
No. Not that I know of.
Have there any major natural disasters of any kind?
No.
No, nothing going on like that? And, what?
No.
Could you tell us how life is better in the future? Can you tell us what's better tomorrow than today? What new innovations can we look for in the future? What new inventions?
I'm not really sure.
Or perhaps you'd like to ask us about life in the olden times.
Yeah, what life was like in the past. Because we're speaking to you from the past.
See, where we are, it's yesterday.
Do you understand? Nope. Do you understand?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Do you get the fact that where you are, it's Wednesday, and where we are, it's Tuesday?
Yes.
Don't you
what about for you?
What?
How can it be Wednesday when here it's Tuesday?
Future woman. Time machine.
Is it early where you are? Is it early tomorrow?
It's 9:57 a.m.
Oh, you should be much more awake than you are then.
Can you tell me what tomorrow's weather is like?
It's hot and steamy in Sydney.
Hot and steamy.
Hot and steamy. Ooh.
That's right. You know another thing? It's a weather machine, Doc.
We're
calling from wintertime. And it's summertime. It's summertime.
Can you tell me something?
Yeah.
Can you tell me who wins tonight on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
I don't watch that.
Oh, I wish you did. Then you'd be able to give us the lowdown.
But see, that would be our night tonight. I think Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is on tonight.
Do you have any hot stock picks for us?
No, because I don't watch TV.
You don't watch TV?
No.
You don't watch TV?
Mm-hmm.
So is that what life's like in the future? You don't watch TV?
Oh, my God, Don. There's no TV in the future.
No, there has to be TV in the future.
Where are you calling from? You said Richard Carver.
No, honey, we're calling from Washington, D.C. We're calling from yesterday.
Yeah,
you see, here,
that.
It's Tuesday.
Yeah?
You're on national radio in America.
Oh, thank you.
We're calling you from the past, when people were smarter.
What would you like to ask us about the past? Go ahead, ask us anything. We'll tell you what it was like in our time.
I think I know it already.
Aha! That's very smart. Yes,
right.
You do.
Yes,
you see,
do.
You know what happened in the past, but we don't know
what happens in the future. That's why we're using our
time machine.
Well, in Sydney this morning, there was a terrible accident on the F4 going into Sydney, so traffic was held up. See, you know that before anyone else now.
That's just what we're looking for.
Thank you very much for that insight. We appreciate it.
Some kind of late-breaking news with our time machine.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We just called the dumbest woman in the future.
For sure.
And I mean that. Out of all the people in Australia we could have gotten.
Where are you from, Wichita?
Time machine.
Time machine. Well, you know, people's brain juices get scrambled when you use the time machine.
Technically, mm-hmm. we did just call the future.
We did. We found out about that horrible auto accident.
Yes, if you know anybody who's going to be driving in Sydney tomorrow morning,
tell them to back off.
The I-4, whatever the hell she said. The icy or whatever she said.
Stay in bed.
So tapping touchstones right there. Here's a chance to win up to $10,000.
And that's happening right now.
Right now. Secret celebrity laugh number 3. We'll give you a shot at the dough if you're the 100th person to call the lovely Erica. She'll push her gigantic breasts out of the way and answer the telephone at 1-877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller. We'll do the game when we get back, and we'll bring back in Gary Conrad, master hypnotist, to see what he's done to Homo Joe, Wendell Hall, and Buzz Burbank.
Homo Joe!
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That night was my son's birthday party. My wife invites the priest. He's always at the house.
Hey, Tony.
Hi, Bill.
You like German glaze?
Hey, you bless it. I'll eat it.
She's not coming. So, Grandma just called. Started crying and hung up.
She needs a purpose in life.
No, your mother is tougher than you think. So what, no f***ing DD now?
Hey! John and Mike, I heard you were having a party, and you're trying to get me to go. But I'm not going to go if there's no f***ing ZD. Because, you know, it's just not going to happen. Thank you very much.
No.
Thank you, AJ.
Anthony Jr.
AJ.
You're listening to the show in the aforementioned Spokane, Washington. Local time. About 10 after 3. And you're hearing this show on KFAN.
The writing is delicious. Clap it up. The Don and Mike Show.
Brother, do we have some affiliate news coming up?
Yeah,
a bit of a bombshell on the way.
Oh, brother.
You're just chomping, aren't you?
Killing me.
You gotta really want to say it. You gotta be the team player, though.
Really want to say it.
They told us today we got the golden goose. That's all I can say.
It's very good.
Stay tuned.
Excellent.
Stay tuned.
Good, good, good.
Yeah.
Very good stuff happening.
Yes. Been a good day all around
on the show.
Very good stuff.
Oh, yes.
Jesus Christ, I'm dying to tell.
Dying to tell somebody. You know, I'm used to looking over, although I make most of my eye contact with Mike during the show.
Yes.
I get used to, like, when I was talking about the bomb.
Right.
The big thing.
Sure.
I was just out of force of habit.
Right.
Looking over to get a reaction from Buzz, because Buzz does not know.
And he usually gives a good reaction.
What the big news is, and I looked over there and I realized this. Well, sitting in there now is our producer, Charles Broyhill.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi.
But you already know the news.
Yeah.
He knows everything.
Yeah.
He knows everything.
Wow. How long does that hypnotist need?
A couple minutes.
Are you chewing gum now?
Wow.
I can hear your gum being chewed.
Caller number 100. Here we go. Hello.
Turn his microphone off.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
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 Calling to play that game?
Yeah.
Yeah, how you doing? Nice to see you.
Yeah.
How's it
going? What? Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah. Hey, what's your name?
Tom.
Yeah. Tom, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Woodbridge, Virginia, man.
Tom, caller 100.
Way to go, man.
Am Tom? I caller 100?
Yes.
This is excellent.
Tom, you have won the Buffy the Vampire Slayer prize pack. Everybody, please watch the all-new Buffy tonight at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on the WB.
Uh-huh.
All right, beautiful. Are you ready to play?
Yeah, I'm ready to play, dude.
Secret Celebrity Laugh?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, I tell you, you're going to play for $3,000, then you call me man. Then you're going to play for $2,000, and then you call me dude. Okay?
So don't call me anything else, but you'll be playing for $500.
I'm hurting.
Okay, $500.
You're playing for $500.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm sorry. I don't like the dudes and the mans being tossed around so liberally.
A little less attitude, son.
Okay. I apologize, sir.
All right. Well, then you'll play for $1,000.
Okay.
$1,000, that's your jackpot.
Okay.
The secret celebrity laugh number 3. Here's a clue. She is a major motion picture star.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, we wish you Godspeed. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
God.
Okay, here we go, Goulet.
Godspeed. Caller, name this secret celebrity laugh.
Well, there you go, punk. You remind me of one of the roughies in that Michael Jackson video, Bad.
Is that right?
Yeah, just walking around the parking garage, wearing leather.
Call
you.
Me Spanky.
Yes! Yes. What was that, dude?
Call me Spanky.
Spanky. You're really amusing yourself, aren't you?
No, not really.
Okay. Who is it?
I'm going to guess Julia Roberts.
Oh, and I'm so glad to tell you no.
Oh, we're sorry.
No, absolutely not. Rarely do we feel such joy at a disastrous finish by a contestant. Thank you, though.
You're welcome.
Okay, and remember, every guess is a clue for you.
Clue for you.
Later, dudes.
Okay, I'm Day Itchay. Hold hey on, hey, ease play. Bring in the master hypnotist now. You know, I was given the lecture today, incidentally, with all the good news we got today.
Yes.
About the number one rating.
Uh-huh.
And a big bombshell that we're going to be dropping very soon.
Right.
In the market. Along with all of that, I was given the formal word today by the company not to say the word a-hole anymore.
Ah.
They finally said, listen.
Okay, can you still say a-hole,
bro? You can say a-hole.
Right.
You just can't say a-hole.
Okay.
And I said, oh, what about pig Latin?
Right.
And the official word from the company is,
never been tested. Very good. So you can say, day it's day.
Eight ray.
And it doesn't matter.
Well, we'll find out.
All right.
We'll find out. We'll push that envelope.
Very nice.
Robbie, where's the hypnotist?
Now, while we had Charlie Broyhill duck in here a moment ago and said the hypnotist required a little extra time, we took our time with that contestant.
45 minutes.
Yes, indeed.
Come on, I'm ready for him.
Ready for the hypnotist.
And if nothing else, I need buzz back. Is it ready for news? Oh, here he comes.
All right.
Here comes master hypnotist Gary Conrad.
Gary is coming back in here with his subject.
With Homo Joe and Buzz. Buzz first over here. Buzz right here, man.
Okay.
Hi, Buzz.
Right down.
Hi,
Buzz. Sit right down. Sit right down. Watch my hand. Watch my hand. Three big, deep breaths in. Breathe in. There we go. If you can stand and sleep all three, when you breathe in, hold it and jump. Should be way on that.
Let's just put Homo Joe. This is where he is.
Well, it's getting ready. The humming going, getting humming going right now. Tap the toes. Watch my hand there. Watch my hand right there. Count three breaths. Big, deep breaths in. Have to relax. Let go. We'll breathe in. Let it go. A little bit deeper this time. Now breathe in. That's fine. One more time, you did. Sleep, wait on.
It buzzes out.
Let it go. Lock out of my voice. Get the bongo drums going. Just like before. Get the beat of the feet. Beat of the feet. Get bongo drums. Hands again, Joe. Bongo drums. Eyes closed. Lock out of my voice. It's the only important sound. Find it easy to follow every gesture.
Hi, guys.
Singing.
Yeah.
Are we able to talk to you now, Gary?
What is the suggestion? What do you have Buzz doing now? Playing the bongo?
We're occupying her conscious mind, so the more they're hearing my voice and focusing on me, this bass is just about done. About done. I don't know if you can go to commercials. If we could do something like that, we'll get them rocking.
Now, listen, Wendell Hall, the engineer, he didn't take?
Well, he didn't really follow the directions that well. He's very, had a lot of trepidation about going on. Didn't want to do it.
Okay, so can we just listen for a second? Will you do it with Buzz? Let me hear what you do with Buzz.
Listen up, Buzz, on three. Your eyes are closed. You're going to sit up, but you're going to realize you're Marilyn Monroe. You're Marilyn Monroe. And you're singing happy birthday to the president on three. Your eyes closed. Real sexy, Miss Monroe, what do you think?
Eyes open.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday to you.
Okay, put it back on there.
put it back on there.
Oh, I'm telling you, this is how I know this is not a gag.
Let it go.
You don't buzz.
That's right, get the bongo drums. Bongo drums. A little louder to hum, a little louder. Listen, on three, your eyes are open. You're a big man in radio. You've got better ratings even than Don and Mike. You're Paul Harvey on three, one, two, three. Eyes open. It's Paul Harvey.
Hello, Americans. Paul Harvey. This Valentine's Day, give her the cards, give her the candy, give her the flowers, and then give her what she really wants, a Regina upright vacuum cleaner.
Okay, put it back on.
Page two.
Put it back on.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
Oh, you are.
You are amazing.
You are. I got to. Anybody who knows Buzz.
Oh, man.
Buzz is never this entertaining. No, don't let this get back to him.
Buzz has never been.
Buzz on three, your eyes are open. You're Don Adams, 1, 2, 3.
Get smart, Buzz.
Yes, well, this is Don Adams, Maxwell Smart, Secret Agent 86 for Control. Join me and Barbara Feldon next on NBC in color.
Oh my God.
I was up there with the Broadway Joe.
Homo Joe.
Homo Joe, in three, your eyes are open. You're wearing your most beautiful gown ever. You're Barbara Streisand in concert singing 1, 2, 3.
Eyes open, Barbara.
People who need people are the luckiest people in the world. People who need people.
Can you make him more macho?
You're a wrestler from the Worldwide Wrestling Federation. You got two pencil neck geeks here, Don and Mike, making fun of you, and you're just going to lace into them.
Here we go.
In a squared circle.
I had to delete him out.
He just used the F word.
There goes the number one.
I'm going to give you a second.
Here's what we'd like when we come back.
Yeah.
Are you going to allow us back?
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, absolutely.
We have a delay.
Yeah.
One other second. Joe just dropped the F-bomb.
Right. That's all right.
This guy, Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Is there be any way you could make him a football expert? Or is that something he already has to have in his mind? Because he knows nothing about sports.
We can pretend he's a football expert.
We'll play with it. We'll see what happens.
And as for Joe, we'd like Joe to love and have sex with women.
Be the most heterosexual man in the world.
Could you do that?
Really, you know.
I can tell Mike's a girl and he really wants to
come with my
Okay, that's fine.
You'll be up for that, Mike?
I'll be up for that, absolutely.
Okay, when we come back, this is Master Hypnotist.
Master Hypnotist Gary Conrad. I want to tell you, the stuff that he did with Buzz, Buzz is still sitting in the corner like a mental patient playing the bongos on his lap.
And now he's got Joe coming and playing the bongos too.
Now, how did you teach Joe how to. How to sing Chinese? How did he know that?
He must have heard it somewhere in the back of his mind.
Pretty amazing.
They're both under right now, and he's gonna. I guess you're gonna get them deeper under. Is that what it is?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, good.
We'll come back. We'll do another break with Gary and with Buzz and with Homo Joe. More show coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
My first guest just made me laugh my butt off the last time she was on. That's what happened to her. I had to have her back. She stars in the hit CBS show King of Queens. Please welcome Leah Remini.
John, I was looking at your picture today on the refrigerator. I'm looking at the beautiful hair you have on that head. Honey, you have a beautiful head. Thank you.
Thank you, honey.
They're just men, flesh and bone. The Don and Mike Show.
Listen, he's really, Gary really has got these guys cranked up now.
We've been enjoying quite a show during the commercial break.
I don't know how we can possibly describe to you what he has done to Buzz and to Homo Joe. Now, we know that Homo Joe is kind of a free spirit, but Buzz is a very reserved guy. He's had Buzz playing the trumpet, playing the violin, playing the hillbilly fiddle.
It's pretty incredible.
But he's alive in a body.
Gary, I gotta ask you a question. You have a like a, it looks like a journal, and you write things down.
Yeah, I notice that memory like a sieve.
Okay, you write down things at work particularly, or
what I notice in them and how I see them behave and what comes to mind.
Right.
You know, after you do it a while, you can kind of see a setup coming, and then you try to plunge in, which is kind of like when you're doing a radio. You know,
right.
You've been doing.
All right. Now we're here with Master Hypnotist Gary Conrad.
We'll be at the Funny Bone Comedy Club in Green Bay, Wisconsin next week.
I promise. We'll plug the hell out of you in Green Bay.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. What he's done is put both Buzz and Homo Joe under.
What Buzz is doing right now is playing the drums, the bongos on his knees, and Homo Joe is playing the bongos on his legs standing up.
I just want to mention that during the last session, the last segment here, we were all keeping our laughter quiet because we didn't know if we were allowed to laugh. Gary now says... It's okay to laugh. Okay, can we start with Buzz, please?
Yes.
What do you want? Oh, Buzz, you want Buzz doing?
You do whatever.
Whatever.
Don had asked about making him maybe an expert on sports. Listen, Buzz, on three, your eyes are open. And you're the late
late, great Howard Cosell. You know everything about sports. One, two, three. Eyes open. It's Howard Cosell.
I was there with Dandy Don Meredith and Frank Gifford in the beginning. I was there with Muhammad Ali. You're a very young man. You've asked me a question. I've got an answer for you. I'm Howard Cosell. I can answer any question you have about sports.
Can I ask him a question about sports? Who's the greatest football player of all time, Howard?
Frank Gifford is still, pound for pound, the greatest football player ever.
Really?
May I ask a question?
Who is the greatest home run hitter of all time?
That would be, without a doubt, the great Hank Aaron.
Hank Aaron.
Hey, you know it. That's terrific.
Because I'm Howard Cosell.
What's the greatest football game ever played? Can you tell us about that?
The Super Bowl.
Any particular one?
All of them.
What year did the real estate in Manila?
That would be the great Muhammad Ali.
And you got along well with Muhammad Ali, didn't you?
We are the best of friends.
Right.
Always have been.
That's true.
Why does he grab for your head all the time? What's that indicative of?
Because he loves me. Because he knows I am the great Howard Cosell.
He always grabs a top. What's he going for there?
I'd rather not discuss my hair problem. Thank you.
Okay, put him down. And now Buzz is back to sleep.
Now, how about Homo Joe? You want to do something with Homo Joe?
You got Buzz doing the bongos.
Homo Joe, I threw your eyes are open. You're Harry Carey, and you're singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game, and you just had four Budweisers. One, two, three. Eyes open.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd.
Wait, get a little louder.
I can't eat them damn Cracker Jacks.
We are videotaping Joe now.
Also makes me...
Hey, Bette Midler's singing for us, one of these. Bette Midler's singing.
On the wings of fly, I can fly like the wings of the bird.
Now, can you make him very macho and make him think that Mike's a beautiful girl?
I can fly.
Stand in, now listen, on three, you're the most virile, vigorous man ever. You're G. Gordon Liddy. And Mike is the most beautiful woman from your stacked and packed calendar. And the more I snap my fingers, the more you just want to come on a mic and examine that piece he's got. Oh,
two, three. Eyes open.
Hey, Mrs. Liddy, you're looking very good. I'm very thorough over here. I think I've got a problem down the rear, too.
We're
still fighting over those inches, you know, in the yard. You know, we got that problem with the fence.
Yeah. Listen up.
I'm sure your eyes are open. You think Mike stole your social organ, and you got a hot date tonight, one day.
Eyes open, and
Hi.
Hey. We're going to cover up tonight, eh?
Yeah, I'm going to cover up tonight.
Good,
why do you want me to cover up tonight?
I know. We have a big date.
Oh, yeah, we do have a big date.
Yes, please. Now you're mad at Mike. You don't have a date with Mike. Mike stole your social organ. You got to use the restroom badly, but you can't get bad till you find your social organ. And you know Mike's got it. One, two, three.
God. Ooh. Mike?
Yes, Joe?
Mike, could you please give it back?
No, I don't think so.
I got to go, man.
Got some of yours?
He's got Mike.
What was it look like?
It's about that big, you know? It's about that round, and I need it. And that goes, I got to go.
Oh, really? Why do you think I have it?
Because I think you took it.
I didn't take it.
You looked at that. You would take it from me. I know.
Do I really? I'm not going to give it back to you.
You got to. You got to give it back.
I don't want to.
No, Stand this way. Listen. Three, Buzz, your eyes are open. You're a Yogi Bear. What do they?
Eyes open, Yogi.
Hey, Boomer. How's about you and me outsmart Ranger Smith? And get a picnic basket. Hey, Boomer. I'm smarter than the average bear. Hey.
Yogi, they got a new ranger. How's he look to you?
And what's this ranger's name?
I'm Ranger Mike. Hi, Yogi.
Ranger Mike. Good luck to you, my friend.
Thank you very much, Yogi.
All right. Welcome to Yellowstone Park.
Hey, put him out again, Gary. Can you do that?
Hey, Gary. Gary, I gotta ask you. Can you make him sing as loudly as a human being? Like, really something Buzz would never do, just sing loud, super loud.
Listen, on three, your eyes are open. Buzz, you think you're Kate Smith.
Ever.
And you're singing God Bless America as loud as you can. You're going to raise the roof off this place with how loud you're singing. One, two, three.
Eyes open right now. Sing it. God bless America. Land that I love. Stand beside her. And
You know, I play Greenville, South Carolina, too, to get you in Greenville, South Carolina.
Yes, I love that song, we do.
South Carolina.
Yes, we do. One last thing, now. You don't know who this guy is, but Buzz does in his mind.
Yeah.
Could you ask Buzz to be Tom Gavin, even though you don't know who he is?
Yeah.
Buzz knows who he is.
Buzz, your eyes are open. You're Tom Gavin. With your eyes open, Tom Gavin.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Tom.
How you doing?
How's it going today, Tom?
Good.
Tom, how you spell good?
J-O-N-T.
Good.
Okay, put him back under. I got one more for you.
Ask him to be Dennis Murphy. He knows who that is, too.
All right, I'll throw your eyes over your Dennis Murphy. Want to do?
I don't do this.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
I love you, Mike.
Hey, I love you, too, Dennis.
Dennis Murphy.
Hey, if the guys on 3 your eyes open, you'll notice that Mike is wearing ladies' underwear as 1, 2, 3.
Eyes open. Take a look at that.
Man.
Oh, man.
How do you describe that?
It was very delicious.
Oh,
Joe. Wow. Gross. No. I don't want to see that.
Three, they get 50% smaller one today. 50%.
Don't show me that.
No. You've got the smallest penis I've ever seen.
Whoops.
Give him one more, Jerry. Give him one more good one. One more good one.
Well, listen, on 3 your eyes open, you can be talking with Don and Mike. Everything's normal, but every time I snap my fingers, Mike has a gas attack. It's just, it smells like a paper mill. One dude.
Eyes open. Now, you know Don and Mike and the radio show.
You don't know how true that is what you just asked, Gary. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
What's the problem?
Somebody cut one in here.
Jesus.
Oh, dear.
Come on,
Buzz. What?
No.
What's the problem?
Well, now, one of you, you know, had gas.
Not me.
Oh,
not me.
There's a guest in the studio. What are you thinking?
Oh, please. Now you're wearing the Beatles. You're singing a song. One of these.
Eyes open, Beatles. Eyes open, Beatles.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night.
He's freaking that song out like Yoko, one of these.
Back to being Paul.
And I've been working like a dog.
All right, you know, take him out.
Take him out.
Oh, bravo.
I haven't gotten that chapter yet, guys.
Oh, man.
Maybe next time.
Fantastic.
Oh, you are fantastic.
That's
Gary.
Right, Gary.
Master hypnotist, Gary Conrad. He will be in Green Bay next week.
Green Bay at the Funny Bone Comedy Club, Green Bay, Wisconsin.
And when are you going to be in Greenville?
Greenville, we don't have yet, but we're going to be down in Greenville real soon.
Beautiful. You are welcome on this show
anytime, Gary. Anytime. I mean that. Now,
both Buzz and Joe are still sleeping in your arms.
Yeah.
When will you wake them up?
Oh, what about November?
We need Buzz on our next break for the news.
Buzz on 3, your eyes open. You're Louis Armstrong. What do you do?
Eyes open, Louis. What a wonderful world this would be.
What do you think?
I've seen the skies of blue.
See, it's that.
And trees of green.
How is that?
That's small.
Okay. Wait, can you wake Buzz up now, or do you have to do it during a commercial?
I got to take you. They're real deep, so it's going to take a bit of a process.
All right, well, then take them out of here and go.
I don't know if they can move. They can't move.
So we're going to do it.
We're
going
to do a break.
All right, yeah, we'll go to a break. You think you can wake Buzz up in the next 5 minutes?
Sure.
Okay, good. Then when we come back...
Oh, man. Fantastic. We'll tell Buzz everything he did.
I don't know what his lead story will be tonight on News and Comment, but
his lead story will be his brains are scrambled.
I think the lead story will be he sang like Yoko Ono.
And Kate Smith, God Bless America.
Louis Armstrong.
You're great. Gary Conrad.
Thank you.
He's really good. And we got all of that on videotape.
Yeah, Buzz is going to love to look at that videotape.
We'll be back with Buzz's News and Comment as soon as he wakes up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I must not scream. I must not scream in front of them. I must say, I must not listen to my mind. I must not run off the set. I must not run. I must not run. I know I'll break down. They'll find out I'm weak. They'll find out I'm in pain. Oh, God. What God? I will break down, look like a fool, an idiot. They'll find out I can't act. Can't act at all. End of the vision. Well, there must be a way out. and my mind is telling me there's a way out. You get a nice, cool gun.
We'll talk with Phyllis Diller and continue with our panel right after this. Don't go away.
Ladies, open up those meat curtains for the stars of our show, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Now listen, as we mentioned, tomorrow we have a scheduled day off. So we won't be here tomorrow. We'll be back on Thursday. Which means we have an extra trip to Iceland to give away. Iceland, right now. This trip valued at $5,000, $5,000, everybody. Be the 100th caller right now. 1-877-365-3636.
All right.
Simple question about today's show.
Mm-hmm.
Simple question about today. Yes, Robbie?
I'd like to suggest a new theme for the news. It's on Real One.
Okay. Well, let me finish my contact.
Okay, I just want to tell you that it's ready.
He's excited. How many different demographics is this show rated number one in?
Right. Good question.
We've tossed that number out there today.
Yeah, thrown it out a few times.
We mentioned that the show is number one in the overall ratings, the new fall 1999 Arbitron ratings that came out.
That's right.
How many categories is this show number one in?
We've mentioned it. Simple question. If you know it, you can go to Iceland.
I'll accept one of two answers.
I think I get two different answers today on the show.
But if you get one of the two,
good.
I'll take it.
Why not?
Be the 100th caller with a trip to Iceland. Phone number is 1-877-365-3636. So you think that this should be the new theme to the news?
I like it. I just wanted some feedback from you guys.
I want to ask Buzz a question. Buzz, do you have any memory of anything you were doing while you were under?
Yeah, I kind of remember some of the stuff, sure.
Like what?
Yeah.
I remember Howard Cosell.
Okay.
And Paul Harvey, I think.
Okay. Do you remember this?
This place with how loud you're singing one to do.
Eyes open right now. God bless America.
That's you, Buzz.
Wow.
Doesn't sound like me, does it?
And beside her.
Are you sure?
We saw it, Buzz.
That's you.
Wow. I put you back to sleep.
Oh, that was pretty.
I played Greenville, South Carolina, too, to get you to Greenville.
You should have heard it when he had you sing like Yoko Ono.
Oh, man.
Pretty amazing stuff.
And Paul.
Oh, but I want to play you the Yoko Ono part.
Oh, you'll have tapes for years.
Not only do we have the audio tape, we have the videotape that we're going to bring to our Las Vegas-style shows.
Excellent.
Because you have to see Buzz.
And it was great. It was a great show.
But just how, Mike, this is how I know that this is on the level, that Buzz is so reserved.
Yes.
Buzz is so calm. Buzz doesn't get kooky.
He wouldn't. Do that under normal. You wouldn't do that under normal circumstances.
Something like Kate Smith?
No, I don't think so.
Yoko Ono. Here's Buzz as Yoko Ono.
Eyes open, Beatles.
It's been a hard day's night.
We started you as Paul.
I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night.
Oh, my God.
Song out like Yoko, one, two, three.
I've been listening to the tape.
Back to being Paul.
And I've been working like a dog.
You were rocking.
I mean, the stuff he had Homo Joe do was not stuff that would be out of line with Homo Joe's personality.
He was trying to get on Homo Joe's homosexuality, but he didn't seem to be able to crack
some
that.
Some things you just can't change.
But you, Buzz, Jesus Christ, what a show.
It was one weird thing watching him work, and I don't think I'm revealing a secret here. When they had them under doing the bongos and humming, he was talking to Joe.
Right.
Joe was asleep, and Joe was talking. He said, now, Joe, who can you sing like? Who can you sing like? And Joe said, Barbara Streisand. He said, you've already done Barbara Streisand. Who else can you sing? There's a long pause with Joe goes, Bette Midler.
The great Homo Joe moment was when he had Homo Joe sing like Barbara Streisand in Chinese.
Yes, that was a high point.
Now, who knew that Joe even knew Chinese, and who knew if he was really singing in Chinese?
You know, that must be a fun show to see on stage. That really must be.
Sure.
He's good. Well, we'll plug him at the Funny Bone.
Funny Bone in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
In Green Bay. That's next week for all of our listeners in Green Bay on WNFL. Now,
yes,
with news and comment, here's Guy Birdley.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, one thing you got to say about that puffy Combs, he sure looks after that Jennifer Lopez. Court papers show that on the night they were arrested on gun charges, Combs kept asking why Jennifer was being taken into custody. Three people got shot at a club that night, and a gun was found in Puffy's car after he and his bodyguard and Jennifer sped away.
Jennifer Lopez gives me an erection.
ABBA gives me an erection.
Oh, God. Oh, really, Jennifer Lopez does, really. Give me an erection.
Well, down at the station house, it may have had the same effect.
Let me show you a picture of People magazine. I want to see if you get that same reaction.
Of Jennifer Lopez?
Yeah, I just want to see.
Is it an unflattering picture of her big white ass?
It's not unflattering. I just don't think it's that good a picture. I want your opinion. Go ahead, bud.
Does it feature her most popular asset?
Not really.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well,
she's walking towards the camera.
Down at the station house, Combs kept asking things like, would Jennifer be released if somebody claimed ownership of the gun? She was never charged and was released after several hours of questioning.
There she is, sans makeup.
That's
just
not a great picture. Can you pass it over?
Okay.
Not a great
I just wanted you to check that picture out.
Well, she has a dumpy jogging suit.
Right.